I don't know if they're flag favourites just yet for the NBL next year, but, gee, they've got some heavy hitters behind them. And the skipper joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning, boys. How are you?
We're going all right. Thank you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. Now, I don't know if you're flag favourites yet. I haven't checked the markets, but when you've got the sort of backing that the South East Melbourne Phoenix have got and continued to get yesterday with the announcement that NBA superstar John Wall has joined the ownership group, you must be pretty positive about the future for the Phoenix.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if we had a game of 5-on-5 of ownership, I think we'd definitely get the victory. We got some really good talent in our ownership groups. I think they could join us on the floor too at Melbourne Arena, and we'd definitely be flag favourites.
Yeah, we passed NBA star Zach Randolph, Josh Childress, Al Harrington, of course, Dante Exum's involved in it as well. He's a 5-time All-Star for the Wizards, John Wall. And I remember playing the NBA Xbox games for years with my son, and he would always be John Wall. He'd be the Washington Wizards, and he'd be John Wall because he was that good. Do you watch him play?
Yeah, I have. He was actually drafted, I think, around the time I was sort of starting my career, and someone I always looked up to. His pace with the ball, he's just a phenomenal talent, and to have someone like that with such experience, obviously in the business side of the sport as well, he understands the game really well. He understands players and different chemistry and dynamic and the operations. So, yeah, it's amazing. And as you mentioned, just a phenomenal player. And I think he's also going to be a phenomenal owner as well. So everyone at the club's so excited. All the boys are chit-chatting about it. And, yeah, we're super excited.
So how did it happen?
So our owner, Romy, he's American and he's got lots of contacts throughout the NBA, and I think obviously the NBL is going so well, and South East Melbourne being a new franchise, I think it's more a business opportunity for a lot of people, and to get in business in something you're really passionate about, I think it's these guys overseas, the NBA guys, their eyes are lighting up at these opportunities, and with the potential growth here in the South East as well, I think it's not only, as I said, a great passion project, but a really good business move for a lot of these guys.
And how's it going? Obviously, you've got a really long pre-season for obvious reasons, but you're sort of getting yourselves back into gear now. The new season isn't too far away from starting. How's it feeling amongst the group?
Yeah, really positive. As you mentioned, it's been a long pre-season. It's definitely been a little bit of a slog, but it's been absolutely amazing. We were really lucky to be able to train throughout different areas and different times of COVID. Obviously, we had some restrictions as well, but to have that luxury, that was absolutely incredible. We've been going for probably 5 months now, 4 or 5 months, and I think one thing, it's everyone's in the best shape they've ever been in, so it's going to be absolutely awesome once the season tips off.
Kyle, how have you found it? Gee, 5 months, that is a long pre-season. I'm thinking back to pre-season. If I was out on the track for 8 weeks, I'd be hurting, but it's nice. Everyone would be in good shape. But how have you found the new franchise, setting it up, and just trying to build that culture and, trying to get the team together? It's not easy setting up, new teams and franchises.
Yeah, it definitely isn't. And obviously, you mentioned culture there. I guess it's something that so many people are trying to put their finger on, and in sport, if you tend to have that little word surrounding you that you've got good culture, you tend to be in a really good position on the ladder and how you're performing. So I think if everyone knew exactly how to do it, we'd all just be searching for that one way to do it. But we've just started out by getting really good people. I think from the front office down, they've done an unbelievable job of sort of targeting people that we want to bring around the club and personalities and how we want to be seen in the community and things like that. And I think we've done a great job of that. So, when it comes to delegation or holding others accountable, it comes easy for us. And I think that's a great way to really drive your culture and start to build, such a startup club.
Yeah. And what about the news last week that I think it's by December 3, the initial schedule is going to be announced for the next NBL season. And you talked about that pre-season. It does seem to bloody go on forever. Without a sort of a starting line or a goal to build towards, is it difficult when you're just sort of going, not going through the motions, but training without that real starting motion or starting point in mind?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, it definitely has its challenges. But as I said, with COVID, I think everyone's just been excited to be able to train and to be able to have something to get out of the house. And obviously, we've been back to some sort of normality as of recent. But I think everyone's just been so excited to get out of the house, get a coffee, meet the boys, talk a bit of smack in the morning and then get on the court. So at the moment, I think everyone's just loving that routine. But it sure has been a really long time. And I think we're itching now to play some games for sure.
And just on the free agency perspective, what are we looking to bring in to the Phoenix? Or have we got any spots left?
Yes, we have one import spot left. Obviously, the GM and owners and coaches and stuff will be deciding on all that stuff. But yeah, we do have one more spot to fill with our group.
All right, well, we're looking forward to seeing what happens with that roster for the South East Melbourne Phoenix. A welcome addition to the NBL, and great to have you leading the charge there as a skipper, Kyle. Good luck to you in the build-up, and looking forward to seeing how you go in another year of the NBL next season, 2020-21.
No worries. Thanks very much.